Why does word of mouth work? The psychology of social proof. Social proof is the result of a deep-rooted psychological bias that implies trust in others. It's the idea that the majority knows better, so the best way to decide on something is to see what other people decided. Think about how you behave in new situations, such as at work or in a foreign country. The first thing you do is look at what everyone else does. It's how evolution has taught us to think and react. However, the behaviour of others is intended to be a guide, not a confirmation that behaviour is right. Social is an integral part of marketing, and in particular, word-of-mouth marketing. If someone saw a great ad that told them why a product was amazing on social media, but one of their friends told them that some other product was even better, they would most likely trust their friend. They would buy the other product, even if the first one was actually better. Employing social proof in marketing is a great way to leverage word of mouth and generate sales. And here are the four types of social proof and how to take advantage of them. Friends social proof. Friends social proof is one of the most powerful forms of social proof, at least in marketing. People trust and value the information they get from people they know more than anyone else. And unfortunately, friends social proof is hard to achieve naturally. You have to focus on having a great product or service and hope that people spread the words to their friends. And this is why it's important to go beyond just standard levels of service. You want to aim to delight your customer at every step. It is possible to encourage, though. You can offer referral bonuses like discounts to people who introduce their friends to you, or to thank them with a personalised message or letter. Another way to take advantage of this is to show users which of their friends on Facebook or in their email contacts are using a product or service. And this is why it's important to encourage guests to check in or tag you so that their friends can see that they've visited your venue. Celebrity social proof. There's no denying the mainstream appeal and power of celebrities. They are the mainstream, after all. And there's a reason celebrities make so much money endorsing products on social media. When a celebrity mentions a product, it does more than just reach a lot of people. It gets them talking about the products, and it often has a snowball effect. In many ways, it can be the gift that keeps on giving. Expert social proof. People may be getting a little sick of the experts, but they still trust people who are considered an expert over someone who isn't. It sounds reasonable enough. That's why doctors are in ads for medicine and sports stars are in ads for sportswear and such. People might see an advert and not remember anything about the product, but they will remember that it was endorsed by an expert who can be trusted. So this is why it's important when you're dealing with influencers and reviewers that they have a good reputation and that their audience is your potential customers. User social proof. You only have to open up a website like Amazon to see the power of user social proof. Products and services have reviews, and even bricks and mortar businesses will boast about their reviews and ratings on social media platforms. User social proof should have a large number of quality reviews to be trusted. The more reviews a product has, the more people have bought it, so it's got to be something worth having, doesn't it? But consumers are aware of the rise in fake reviews, which has forced platforms to introduce verification systems to ensure that reviews are genuine. And this is why it's important for you to respond to the reviews on your platforms, so it helps people understand who's had a genuine experience with your venue, and you should make sure that you consistently report any fake or misleading reviews, and certainly never buy fake positive reviews. That will only result in you losing trust and possibly getting kicked off the platforms. So in conclusion, social proof and word of mouth are two trusted concepts, and while it might prove difficult to implement an effective word of mouth strategy, there are a number of techniques that you can use to get that social proof. So consider the points that we've covered today and experiment a little to find what works best for you. Document your processes so that you can understand how these strategies that you're using work for you and where any changes need to be made. And don't forget to provide a product or service that people will happily talk about. Thank you for joining me today on the Hospitality Podcast. For more insights, please visit virtual-solutions.co.uk.